God, we truly love you more than anything on this evening. I want to welcome all of you that's tuned in to TKD Global and Radio Broadcast. You know who it is. It's your big sis, the King's Daughter, TKD. Listen, we have a great show on tonight. I want you to just go ahead and call a friend, tell them to tune in, or just dial in 347-857-2104. You know how I do it. I do it right. And you are tuned in. Glory, glory to God. The TKD Global and Broadcast Live Radio. And we got a show for you tonight. Do me a favor. If you have a pastor, an apostle, a set gift of the house, oh, yes, they do not want to miss tonight's broadcast. Tell them to log in right now. Get your praise on and go ahead and give it to God for the next 3 minutes with the Kingdom Big Sis, TKD. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are in your living room, wherever you are, glory to God. You know how we do on Work the Word Thursday. Amen. Let's just give God some praise right now. Amen. Let's just go ahead and cover your house. Let's go ahead and cover your children. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly, O God. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, O God, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work. And by being renewed in the spirit of our minds, that we put our tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another, that we dwell together in the unity of faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing, with no divisions among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith, that we're not carried about with various and strange doctrines, but we study rightly dividing the word of truth, that we're not murmurers, complainers, walking after our own lusts, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray that the whole body be knit and joined together, Father, and that every part does its share, causing growth to the body of Christ. And as each has received a gift, let him minister it, O God, looking out for the interests of others. Let us all verbally love one another with a pure heart, so that we do not lose the things we have worked for. Let us become serious and watchful, God, and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time, for the days are evil, running with endurance the race that has been set before us. Set our minds on things above and not on things on the earth, but pressing towards, glory to God, pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, putting on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the devil, that we will speak forth your word with boldness, and that we shall stretch forth your hand to heal. The signs and wonders may be done in the name of your son, Jesus. On tonight, O God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that's due your name. If there shall be any glory come out of this, O God, we push it up unto you. In Jesus' name, everything under my voice, go ahead and say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. You are tuned in to Work the Word Thursday with your big sis, TKD. And I'm so excited on tonight. Every show to me is special, but this one is definitely special to my heart. Now, let me just correct something before we dive into our guest. On last week, I got an inbox who said, "Big sis, you didn't recognize my state." And we had Dr. Williams on, and she's out of the Carolinas. So let me just say this. I apologize. Big ups to North and South Carolina. All those 252 numbers, y'all got to just kind of help your big sis out, okay? Let me just tell you, I don't see every number that pops up. So area codes that I'm familiar with and that I'm become familiar with, I try to give a shout out. So if I don't give a shout out to your area code, you know, okay, charge it to my head, not my heart. You know I love you. That's why you tune in. And I'm so gracious that you tune in every Monday night and every Thursday, 8 p.m. Monday night, we have Relationship Monday. And don't forget, go on Facebook, TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. Like us. And when you like us, we will review your file. And somebody said, "Who are we?" Because I only hear you sometimes. I don't just choose guests on my own. I have three people that help me choose guests because I believe that ministry is in its plural form at its best, not just one person. Glory to God. Amen. I mean, if Jesus could have wanted to do it all by himself, he could have, but he had 12 disciples, glory to God, to help him out. And I realized thus far, ministry is better when it's done with other faithful people, glory to God, who just want to, you know, walk in their lane and do their part. And speaking of that, oh, my God, a lot of you are listening right now that's logged in. Thank you, Georgia. You always favor. Thank you. Big up. Tennessee, California, I see you, glory to God. South and North Carolina, Maine, you guys are in the house. Alabama, my home state, thank you very much. Ohio, I see you. I see you in the house. A lot of Cleveland, because I've traveled there often, so I see you. Duluth, Missouri, I see you. St. Louis, I love you guys. So I have to miss you because I'm always out there, so I love you guys. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Florida, I see you. You are in the house. And listen, if you guys have not, I want you to text your pastor right now or email them or call them, because tonight I have some very, very special guests on who's going to speak to us. And actually, these people are very close to me because it's my mother and father in the faith, Bishop Rodney S. Walker, and his beautiful wife, Pastor Betty Walker. And the topic we have tonight, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time doing commercials and things of that nature, because I want them to have the whole 45 minutes. Because, you know, you guys are very familiar in the United States. Oh, I can't forget this, because I see these numbers, and I just found out last week what it is. There's a lot of numbers pop up, and it's like 12 or 13 numbers. And I realized that's my African family. So listen, Nigeria, Kenya, I know it's like really early over there. So look, I'm so grateful you guys have tuned in. Glory to God, logged in, 8:11 Eastern Standard Time in the United States. So I do not take that for granted. I am so grateful for you and everyone else. So a big shout out to everyone in Africa who's logged in right now live. You know, I know a lot of you are going to listen to this in the archives throughout the week, but when you log in, amen, that tells me a whole lot about your desire and about being hungry for the things of God. So listen, Bishop Rodney S. Walker and his wife, Pastor Betty Walker, is on the line, and I'm telling you guys, they're about to mentor to you tonight. So I really need you to go ahead and get some paper, actually a notebook and a pen, so you can take notes, because glory to God, they've been in ministry for a very long time. Glory to God. Bishop R.S. Walker has been serving in ministry over, are you listening, over 25 years, glory to God, and his beautiful and supportive wife have been serving with him for a very long time. And ladies, I'm telling you guys, and a lot of you ask me a lot of questions, and I asked her to come on tonight, and you're going to hear from her, glory to God, about being in ministry and being the wife and walking next to your man of God, who's also your husband. And we are so grateful as women to hear from our men of God that represent the kingdom. But just being in ministry this long in my own life, you know, I know there's a great benefit from hearing from the woman of God as well, who is his ultimate armor bearer, who is the person that walks by his side, glory to God, you know, who see him all facets of his life. I think that's a very important position to be in, glory to God. So we are going to hear from them. I'm not going to say a whole lot because I'm like you guys, although they are my spiritual parents in the faith, glory to God, amen, I want them to kind of introduce themselves, and at the end of the show, they're going to tell you how to contact them, glory to God, and how to stay abreast with what they are doing, not only at Heritage Church International and Bishop R.S. Walker Ministries, but in the kingdom as well. So they can't hear you guys, but go ahead and clap with me and help me welcome Bishop Rodney S. Walker and his beautiful wife, Pastor Betty Walker. Yay! All right, so Bishop and Pastor Betty Walker, you are now live on TKD Global Broadcast. Amen. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the global audience.
Well, thank you so very much, Prophet Coleman. God bless you. Pastor Betty's right here with me.
Hey, amen. Prophet LaSonia, you could have kept on going. I was going just listening to you.
Amen. But see, tonight we want to hear from you. It's funny, when I put the flyer up and I was in the chat room, and one of the young ladies, she said, oh, good, we get to hear from his wife. And I'm going to go ahead and say what state she's from. She's from North Carolina, because they seem to get on me when I don't mention their state. So, amen. And I know you have a wealth of knowledge to share with the people tonight, because if anyone is in ministry at this point, you know, you are keeping up with what's going on in the kingdom and the pastors who are closing their doors. And however the Holy Spirit leads you both, just kind of minister to the people of, you know, how to just stay in the faith and just how to stay grounded in what God called you to do in this season.
Wow, that is that's kind of loaded and very broad. But I guess I probably just like to maybe just kind of jump off right here. You know, well, we have done ministry now over 30 years, and have been pastoring 25 years. We've been pastoring 25 years, and 20 of those 25 years, we have been in Waldorf. And if anybody know anything about Waldorf, Maryland, well, one of the things that I found out about Waldorf, Maryland, is that they certainly kill preachers if you are not called to Waldorf. I've seen a lot of pastors come. I've seen a lot of pastors go. But God has given us the grace to stand, and you know, and I can't really say that it's anything that we have done above the leaning on the grace of God and being able to stay tuned to what He's saying, and I think that has been tremendously important. And regardless of what area a person is from, if we are not first identifying, number one, the anointing that is on our life, number two, identifying the assignment that we're called to accomplish, number three, identifying the people that we're called to, and then number four, identifying the area that we're called to. If we don't do those things, then we're destined to fail, because in anything we need God. We need God like we need our next breath, and so you know we just can't make it without God.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Wow, that is really, and Bishop, you are correct with that. We cannot make it without God. What would you tell a senior set give who's, you know, at the point where they're saying, okay, God, you know, I'm getting to the point, have you really called me to this? Because the people are just trying to challenge me, and I'm just really feeling discouraged and things of that nature. What would you tell a person who's really called to be a set gift in a house, but at this point just really feeling discouraged and wants to just close the doors and get a 9-to-5?
Well, one of the things, and I think that's an excellent question, because I think one of the things that that I have learned down through the years that I've been doing ministry, I have learned that that understanding the anointing and the assignment that that we have has been truly important to the success of any individual. We've seen a lot of things happen. God has used us in a lot of areas, and one of the major things that God has always impressed upon me, and that is what my assignment is. And He's always bringing us back to what He told us to do. So often it is, very tempting to see other pastors that are doing particular things that seems to work for them. It's been very tempting to step over into those areas and to do what they're doing, but at the end of the day, we have to identify what our assignment is. You know, just because we have, someone else, for instance, maybe may put a daycare in their church and it works, A daycare may not necessarily work in every church. It'll be a headache for one church where it's a blessing for another, because that's what they're called to do. That's what God told them to do. And so so every so often we have to reevaluate how close to the plan of God we really are. And oftentimes we find ourselves going off of the plan as set gifts, as key leaders in the church. We find ourselves going off course. So every so often I have to ask myself, now, did God tell me to do this? If we're doing something and it's not successful, my number one question is, did God tell us to do this? Let me reevaluate what we're doing to see if this is what God told us to do. When we start preaching a thing, we can't preach a message just because it worked for someone else. What is our message? What is the thing that God has told us to talk about? And so then understanding that, because now remember, God's only going to bring people that are related to the assignments that he's given to that particular church. And if God did not give that to that particular church, then we can put the pressure on people to do various things, but God is only going to send people to that church that have the assignment that he's given to that set gift. And that's vitally important for us to understand and remember, because we don't want to go outside of our anointing. We don't want to go outside of our assignment. And so we want to make sure that we stay on course, because then we can put the demand on God. If God is not, you know, if the seats are not being filled, we can put the demand on God to fill those seats. We can put the demand on God to bring the provision, because God has given us this assignment. So God will never send us on an assignment and not bring the provision that assignment calls for. Now, if we decide that we're going to do our own thing, go our own way, and do what is in our mind, then God is not necessarily obligated to be to provide for those assignments that we have conjured up.
My. Wow. So some of the ministries that may have been built up, or people doing certain things, in some cases may not necessarily be what God called them to do. It could just be influenced by what they've seen some other ministry do.
Absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely. And so, so, you know, God has an obligation to bless anything that he hasn't told us not to do. And that's very unfortunate. And, I mean, I don't mean to laugh at that for saying, I'm just saying, because we ask God to bless this and bless that. And God, like, well, you know, I didn't tell you to do that. So I don't have an obligation to do that. And you just put that very clear, Bishop, with doing that. I just want to ask Pastor Betty a question, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back to you, Bishop. Pastor Betty, you know, because a lot of ladies and gentlemen, I just want to advise you guys, don't ask me questions on the TKD Global Broadcast Facebook right now. I just happen to have it open. Your questions have to come through the chat room. Just log into the chat room, and I'll see your questions. But I'm going to put this one out there on the air for this is a first lady who's asking this. She would like to stay anonymous, and that's fine. And she wanted me to ask Pastor Betty this. She says she's becoming faint in her mind with her husband's endeavors. It's not the ministry. She just wanted more of his time and things of that nature. And I'm going to quote her. Although I understand the call that God has placed on both our lives and the demand on his, but how do I properly cope with that without being selfish?
That is a good question. I know there are periods where there have been periods in the past, let me say, where I have undoubtedly felt that way, because, you know, when you marry a man of God, you know, you're going to have to share him. And you have to come to a place within yourself where you have to look within and say, okay, what part of me that I need to work on? You know, because before we start looking without, I always say look within. If I'm having an issue with my husband or anybody else for that matter, I always look within first, because these issues are arising because there's something on the inside of me that I need to work on. So I would first say, you know, seek God, turn your plate over, and you stay in his face. And then also allow the Holy Spirit to let you know when there's a good time to talk with your husband about this. You know, not a time where you're angry or you're in your feelings, but, you know, just allow the Holy Spirit to show you when is a good time to share with him that you might feel like maybe I'm not getting enough attention. Because there are some times where you might have to say these things, because I know for my husband and I, sometimes he, if he's working on his computer and I'm in the room to him, that's spending time together. And I had to explain to him, honey, just because I'm in the room and you're here, if I'm not getting 100% of your attention, then to me, that's not spending time together. And it's okay to share with him if this is how you're feeling, but first check with them to make sure that you're not having selfish motives, you know, because sometimes you can't feel that way. You can't feel that way because you have to, this is a selfless life that you have to live. When you maybe, I don't know if you got started out in ministry, I don't know if, you know, this was something that you knew prior to going in that the call was on his life and this was the road you guys were going to lead. And so, you know, you have to die. You got to come to a dying of yourself, get to the end of yourself, and then if there is really a, if there's really an issue of him not spending the time with you, then that's when you also need to go to him as well and share that information, because they don't know unless you tell them. If you're not saying anything, he might think everything's good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I guess I would probably ask the question, Prophet. I would probably want to ask her the question, are they full-time in ministry? Is he full-time? Mm. Is she full-time? Because, you know, I think one of the things that we also have to look at, and from the male's perspective or the senior leader's perspective, I would say that sometimes sometimes we as men can get so focused on making it happen, providing for the family, that we sometimes are so focused that we don't look at anything but making sure that provision is made. And so and because I don't know the answer, I will
she just hit back, and first of all, she said she had a little emoji. She said, tears, bless Bishop Betty Walker. She's Pastor Betty Walker, glory to God. And she said, Pastor Betty Walker, you really just helped her. And Bishop, she said, yes, they're both a full-time ministry.
Okay. So let me say it this way. One of the things that there's several things that she want to make sure that they actually do, in addition to what Pastor Betty said. One, they want to make sure that they have a covering, and in the event that they don't have a covering or they don't have anyone that they can talk to, certainly, you know, they can have our information. We'll be glad to talk with them. But one of the things that you want to remember is that from my perspective, I have to be conscious of what my wife, Pastor Betty, what she's able to endure, because the call is on my life, maybe to do this, I cannot assume that she can handle it, whether she like it or not. you know, that cannot be my heart in the situation. I have to, you know, if she and I are running together, I have to, from time to time, you know, when we do power walking outside, from time to time, I am going so fast past her, I start running in place to give her time to catch up with me. And we, I think we have to do that from time to time in ministry, where when the when one is not necessarily keeping up, we have to, the stronger one has to maybe run in place. You know, there are other things in ministry that we can do where we have to run in place, that allows us to run in place just so that other one can catch up. And then also one of the key things that I think is necessary for us to do, and that is to share the vision and share what we're doing, because just sharing what we're doing kind of give the other party the information necessary for knowing why I need to do this right now. And, but then we have to make sure that that we are spending time, because remember, the first, your first ministry is at home. And Amen. So, you know, it's and basically it's God first, mm-hmm. family second, ministry or church third. And so we have to make sure that we identify that order and understand exactly how, or I should say, and understand the difference between God and ministry or God and church. Because, you know, just because we don't necessarily see prayer and developing who I am on the inside, that is my relationship with God. But when it comes down to doing the works of ministry, then that is ministry. So we have to be able to differentiate between the two, and family goes right in the middle of there. So I have to make sure that my relationship is intact with God. That's first. But then I have to make sure that my family are okay. Now, when we begin to do that, we're strengthening the family, but then we're also going hard after God. And then we collectively can share with others based on what we're experiencing as family and what we're experiencing in our relationship with God, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
It does. It does. Wow. Wow, you just kind of brought us the entire way. And the young the pastor, the co-pastor, she's a co-pastor, she said they do have a covering. But I'm just going to quote her. She said, "We do have a covering, Baptist." She put the word Baptist, and she said, "We don't go outside the Baptist." So I'm not sure what that means. I can kind of interpret, but I don't want to assume anything. But at the end of the broadcast, co-pastor, and I won't say your last name, the bishop and his wife is going to give you their contact information, and that goes for any person on here. Because in order to do, amen, ministry effectively, you have to, like Pastor Betty said, you have to kind of look inward, you know. And when Bishop and Pastor Betty was talking right then, you know, I'm not even a bishop or a pastor, and I find myself, you know, I get caught up into my work and my ministry, and I'm grateful for my King who come alongside me, and God knows, he's like a big walking brain sometimes and giving me ideas and things of that nature. But if he wasn't, you know, I'd probably be in trouble. You know, I'm just being honest, because what Bishop said is so true, and what him and his wife is sharing is really untalked about. That's why I have this show, because it's untalked about, and you both are shedding some genuine light on things. So I just want to go forward, because I don't want to miss this part. The entire month of April, every Sunday, you've been celebrating at your 4 p.m. service at Heritage Church International right here in Waldorf, Maryland, 25 years of being in ministry. Now, because I had someone ask me before I even advertised, because I had the flyer on my personal website early this morning, and I believe he was from Miami. He emailed me, and he said, bless God for your bishop, because after 10 years I closed it down because people killed me. And I said, it's ironic you said that, because he's going to be talking about that tonight, you know. So, you know, Waldorf, Maryland, they may kill you, but I guess in Miami they'll kill you too, you know. And, you know, he said he just closed the door and opened him a barbershop. So I believe he's online. He's online tonight. So, 2 decades of ministry, and just being in ministry this long, period, after everything that has happened in the United States when it comes to church and ministry and things of that nature, I would just like for you both to just, however God leads, elaborate. How do you stay focused? How do you stay related to what's going on in the body of Christ? How do you stay connected for over two decades in ministry at this point?
Well, I would say that is vitally important. It's vitally important for us to really just identify the assignment. I keep on going back to that. And you said a little earlier, making sure that you're staying in your lane, because that is vitally important. To just stay in your lane, and you know, and pretty much like the pastor that has the barbershop, and I say the pastor that has the barbershop, because no matter what he goes and do, now let's talk about the anointing just a minute, because that's one of the things that you have to identify. If you're going to do anything for God, you have to identify your anointing. Now, he can use his anointing to go and cut hair, but God will never free him. If God called him as a pastor, God would never free him from doing that. So basically what he's doing right now is pastoring people from the chair. And because you never cease being what God called you. And remember, you know, see, the calling of God it comes without repentance. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. You can never walk off from or abandon what God has actually called you to do. Now, we can walk off from the assignment, which is basically what he did, but he could never walk off from being a pastor, because that is actually become part of who he is. And so I promise you that when he gets someone in the chair, he's pastoring them right from the chair. It's just that the assignment he walked off from, but just as sure as he walked off from that, before the close of this year, the passion of God is going to so grip him that he's going to run back to that assignment, because God's hand is still on him, and the hand of God is going to begin in this season, if it hadn't already happened, is going to begin in this season, begin to put pressure on him. Now, one of the things that he's going to have to do is forgive those that made it difficult for him, forgive those that have hurt him, forgive those. He's going to have to forgive them and release them, because the anointing is still on them, the call of God is still on them, and now he's going to have to run back to his assignment, because, you know, I mean, well, let me just say it this way. Running back to his assignment, he's going to have to go right back to those people that he's called to. But this time when he goes back, you have to make sure that you keep your focus and stay in the lane that God has called you, that he's called you, that he's anointed you, that he's appointed you to flow through. You have to do that. And then secondly, I think that my assignment would be tremendously difficult if my wife wasn't my best friend. And so who you're married to plays a tremendous role and a tremendous part in accomplishing the fullness of the assignment. And that is something that I think that we need to embrace that. We need to see how we could do, see how we could fix that relationship between, you know, between the husband and the wife, have to fix that relationship. They must be your best friend, because it's that place is right up. See, ministry grows out of the home.
Yeah.
A happy home will produce a happy church. Glory to God. But it must be understood that if home is not happy, I promise you that church is not happy.
My. Wow. A happy, write this down, people. A happy home produces a happy church. Oh, my God. I'm just getting, you know, I've been known both of you for many years, but I'm just, like, trying to write down in my pen, trying to run out on me. I mean, because this is the stuff that people don't get a chance to hear. They just see the minister or the apostle, you know, the bishop's wife, the pastor, whomever, behind the pulpit, and they don't understand that this thing takes work not only on Sundays and Wednesdays. And so the things that, you know, you are giving us right now, I probably need to be charging them to hear. because you're not going to get this kind of naked truth in a seminar. I've been to a lot of them, and no one never really talks like that. They say a bunch of stuff, and you're like, okay, great. I just paid $80, and you really didn't tell me anything I didn't know. But what you're saying, I mean, this is like me. And global listeners, you guys know I'm always real and always raw with you, and this is me, because you don't stay married like the bishop and the pastor and be in ministry this long without choking each other out and genuinely being happy. I heard a pastor say that him and his wife drive to church, curse each other out, jack the kids up, go to church, well, hallelujah, praise Jesus, and all those kind of things. And so when you said a happy home and what that produces, you also just gave us a formula for that. And I'm not just saying this because I know her, but Pastor, your wife, Pastor Betty Walker, I mean, she's one of the most beautiful and confident women that I know. You know, her conversations are real. You know, her love is real. People are drawn to her for her uniqueness. And she's online, so I don't want to talk about her like she's in the third person, Pastor Betty. You know, and what I've learned and love about you the most, Pastor Betty, is that you don't imitate anybody else. You are you, and to women in ministry, that's like, I mean, you are like a diamond, because, you know, people watch YouTube and TV and start talking like men and start doing these crazy behaviors, and they forget, okay, just be who God called you to be. And when you have a man of God like your husband and your pastor, which is Bishop Walker, amen, not only just talk the talk, but walk the walk as well, what a beautiful combination that God has placed together to be a compliment, amen, and an enrichment to the body of Christ. When you say identifying the assignment, because I'm sure that pastor I talked to from Miami is on the line tonight, and then stand in your lane, I think that's the two things that we need to be consistent with as ministers, because we're all are given to be ministers in the body of Christ wherever we go, need to just do that. Not compete with each other, but complement each other. And you just basically gave them the formula of how to do that.
Praise God.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's how you last in it. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think another thing that we have to make sure that we understand, you know, particularly for instance, Pastor Betty, I think one of the things that we talked often about down through the years is her being herself, and
Amen. And
that would be my position to make sure that I encourage her to operate out of her uniqueness, not be like his wife, or, you know, why can't you be like that other pastor's wife? You know, nothing like that. You know, just, be yourself, because, you know, any of us that try to imitate someone else outside of our uniqueness, that's going to be really difficult. It's going to be too much pressure put on us. yes. and we'll never be able to flow in the anointing. And so
yes.
Oftentimes, you know, pastors are pushed to mm-hmm. be like somebody else. Well, you know, anybody that comes to our church that that desire me to be like somebody else, they might as well find another group because, you know, I am real comfortable with being me. I'm going to be me. I'm not going to try to hoop like the next pastor. I'm not going to try to teach like the next pastor. I'm going to be me because God has placed an anointing on me. And everybody that's on this call, including Pastor Betty, God has anointed us to be us. And
yes.
there is no other individual that you could possibly be greater or better than you can be yourself. No pretense.
Yes.
Have to worry about you don't have to worry about putting the church face on. None of that. You know, whoever we are at home, that's exactly who you're gonna get when we get to church. And that's how we have to be. You know? That's exactly
Amen.
How we have to be.
It is, Bishop. You just set a whole lot of people free. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Pastor Betty.
And I just want to say, you know, I don't do a whole lot of talking, but I do want to say as a First Lady or a pastor's wife, we have an awesome responsibility because, you know, sometimes we're looked as a woman, you know, we're mm-hmm. submit to our husband as, you know, mm-hmm. as they submit to the Lord. So we actually, you know, sometimes we look at submission as being in a negative light, but all actually we have it easy because all we
mm-hmm.
have to do is submit to them, follow them as they follow the Lord, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to answer to God for what they did or did not do. And we did our part by following them. But as a First Lady, we have an awesome responsibility because even in our submission, we have influence, we have power in our mm-hmm. submission. So we can either help our husbands or we can hinder them in how mm. we behave, how we act, how we carry ourselves, what we exhibit and what we display. So I made a decision a long time ago that I do not want to be a tool used for the enemy. So I want to be a blessing to my husband. And so I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything to deter his assignment, that what God has called him to do, because if I get carnal and get in my flesh and I want my way or I want this done way or I don't like her or I don't like her, I'm not doing anything but standing in the way of what God has called him to do. And like God used the Assyrians, but he destroyed them later, I don't want him to do that to me.
So I have
an awesome responsibility, and there's nothing wrong with submitting. It's a blessing in your submission. I submit. That's how I stay focused. I submit, and I follow my husband, and I cultivate my relationship with the Lord. That's easy. You know, you don't have to do a whole lot.
Amen.
You really don't.
Thank God.
You don't have to. It's not rocket science.
Amen. You know what, Pastor Betty? I have, and listen, don't y'all be writing me no bad letters. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Because, you know, I am so grateful for my covering. And you know, I'm 37. I've been in ministry since I was 24. And I'm just say this. I've never heard a pastor wife be that upfront. Never. Never. And, I mean, you know, this is why you are who you are, because they always feel a need to, like, sugarcoat it. And, I mean, and I know you. You walk the walk and talk the talk. And this is why God bless you in such a special way. Because no one usually ever says that uncut. And that's why pastor wives get lost, feel like they left in the background, because what you just said about submission, I am completely behind you on that. I completely believe in it. I believe in a lot of things that God only allowed me to do what I'm able to do at this level, because to the world, yeah, I'm TKD and Prophet Coleman, but at home, I'm Sonya, and I'm Dante's wife, and I have no problem with that. And I am so overly just rejoicing to have a covering that knows the power of submission, because you teach that. And you say you are not a woman of many words, but I'm grateful to God that you are a woman of actions, and your substance speak louder than anything. Glory to God. Now, I know y'all on this line want to say something, and I have everybody on mute. So some of y'all first ladies and pastor wives and women in ministry, just go ahead and praise God right now and go ahead and just do what God told you to do. Glory, glory to God. Because unfortunately, you know, a lot, we don't really hear that. That's, and I'm, my audience know that I'm just open with them. We don't, we hear a lot of, you know, people hiding behind scriptures. But what you just said and what your husband and the bishop, same person, just said, you know, you both are like so in sync with each other. You know, and that's how you survive this long in ministry. You know, I often tell people when you find a marriage, a married couple who are like scissors, nothing come between them. Even if you think you are, you do not, because what they have will cut you up. And what you just said, I mean, is just such a beautiful demonstration of what God can really do in the ministry of that woman and man of God. You just, Bishop, you bless a lot of people, but Pastor Betty, you also just bless a lot of people with that statement. I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, so I want you both to tell people how to reach you. And I know, Pastor Betty, Heritage Church International, you being a leading lady, you have a conference coming up.
Yes, we do. I'm so excited. Amen. In November 18th through the 20th, we have Girls on Fire Conference 20. Yes,
amen.
Yes. So right now we're just ironing out the particulars. More information will be coming. We'll be announcing our speakers, and, of course, I'll be one. But I am so excited because, I mean, it's our time. And, you know, no more in the background. You know, we're going hard and we're going strong after God, and we're not going to stop. You know, I'm watching my husband. I'm following him. He's consistent, and he pursues, and he's been an excellent example to me of how to stand, how to continue, how to be consistent, you know, in one way. So
yes.
I'm excited.
Amen. Amen. And Bishop, a man of God just inboxed me. He said, tell the bishop that he truly just blessed me and my wife. And he's in, okay, so the Carolina, he's in North Carolina. He said, tell the bishop he just blessed us. And he said, I thought the bishop was going to talk about the prophetic. Man of God, I clearly put the flyer out and told you what we're going to be talking about. But on that note, we're going to have the bishop and his wife back soon to talk about the prophetic. So, Bishop Walker, go ahead and tell the people how they can reach you and be a part of the great move of God that he's doing with Heritage Church International and Bishop R.S. Walker Ministries.
All right. Thank you so much. And, first of all, on Amazon.com, you can look up Bishop R.S. Dot Walker. You can do a search. All of my, a lot of my books are out there now on Kindle, as well as the paperback books. That's one of the things that they could do, and we would love to talk about the prophetic. You know, that's one of my favorite subjects.
Amen.
To talk about. And he's free to get in on, or any of your listeners are free to get on any of the things that we're doing. We have an anniversary coming up. The last anniversary service will be coming up this Sunday. Soon we'll be going to North Carolina, as a matter of fact. We will be going to Wilson, North Carolina, real soon. We'll be going there. We're excited about it. They can reach us at bishoprswalker.com. They can email me direct. Feel free to give my information. I would love to talk with some of those that are out there. The brother in Miami would love to be able to talk with him and share with him, the pastor's wife, any of them, we would love to have a conversation with. We would absolutely love to do that. I do understand the comment that she made, you know, and I understand what that means. So however we could be a benefit, no matter what your denomination is, however we can be a benefit, we would love to do that. So We're at 2760 Crane Highway, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Feel free to contact us at any given time. We would love to come to your city. Whatever we could do to bless your life, Pastor Betty and myself, we would love to be able to do that.
Amen. Amen. Wow, this was so incredible. I mean, this was really a good broadcast tonight. And thank you all for participating. Amen. And listen, you also can go onto Facebook to my page, LaSandra Coleman, and you'll see a video of Bishop Walker and I, amen, because he has a live broadcast that he do in the Bishop R.S. Walker Studios, and on Tuesdays it's called The Prophet's Heart. So every Tuesday at 12 noon and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can go to bishoprswalker.com, hit the broadcasting button, and you'll see the bishop and myself or other special guests that he may have on. And I'm telling you, I mean, the bishop goes in, y'all, and sometimes he give away free stuff. So you want to tune in on every Tuesday. And also the School of Prophets, hosted by Bishop R.S. Walker Ministry, goes on. So all of you who is looking for the prophetic tonight, amen, it's not too late, amen, to get in on the School of Prophets. School of Prophets with Bishop R.S. Walker, regardless where you are in the world. Even if you're all my African listeners, you can get on it as well. But go to the website so you can get the information. Oh, by far, this was like one of the best broadcasts ever. They truly blessed my life again. And I hear from them every week, but it just goes to show, don't take your set gifts for granted. And, I mean, you guys, you know, it really takes, you know, tenacity. You know, it takes a strong will of God and standing your faith to stay, glory to God, in ministry this long. Amen. And to be in love, if you're a couple, to be in love and to want to be with each other the way that they do, respect, honor, and like Pastor Betty was saying, humble yourself, glory to God, not only under the mighty hand of God, but submitting to your own husband, amen, and the way he reverence her and respects her. I mean, come on, you guys. This is what it is for real. Don't let ministry steal the joy in your marriage. Glory to God. So I'm going to leave this broadcast on the air. I'm not going to take this one down because I know thousands of you are going to listen throughout the week. So the information they gave, you can contact them. Go on Facebook, Bishop R.S. Walker or Betty Walker, amen, and inbox them. If you really enjoyed the broadcast, contact them and listen. If you are a pastor, set gift, apostle, bishop, whatever it is, and you know you're struggling in some area, that's why I brought them on for this. Don't let pride and don't let Satan talk to you. Reach out. They've already told you they are there regardless of where you are. So I want to give a big thanks to Bishop R.S. Walker and Pastor Betty Walker. Amen. Join us at the Heritage Church International this Sunday, glory to God, at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. for 25 years. Anniversary that they are celebrating. Woohoo! You guys, that's major. Come on. If you're in Miami, catch you a flight and get on up here. Glory to God. You can get a cheap ticket every Friday, I know for a fact. So come on, celebrate. I love you with the love of the Lord. We're signing off. You know who it is. It's your kingdom, big sis. TKD. Stay in the press and stay blessed. Have a great night.